The federal government recently gave Massachusetts $4 billion federal dollars to help the economy recover from the pandemic. Now, Governor Charlie Baker has signed legislation detailing where most of the money will go, but he is making some changes. The action comes after months of wrangling with state lawmakers. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now to look at what exactly is in the final package. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rupa.
Okay, so I understand not all of the money being spent comes from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The bill that the governor just signed contains $2.55 billion in federal aid. That's the money that Congress approved earlier this year. It's been sitting around in the state's bank accounts since last May. Think of it as found money that the state wasn't expecting to get. The legislature coupled that with $1.45 billion in revenue that was left over from last year's budget. Now, the governor was actually hoping to start spending the federal money much more quickly to boost the state's economy. But the legislature wanted to spend the money more deliberately, first holding a series of hearings to air suggestions. The governor also had a different idea for the surplus money. You might remember he proposed a while ago using the funds to suspend the state's sales tax for 2 months, returning the money to taxpayers. That idea never got any traction in the legislature, so lawmakers decided to use both pots of money to fund the spending bill.
So Governor Baker obviously has some concerns about the legislature's spending plan. What are they?
Yeah, regarding how $500 million will go to employees who worked throughout the pandemic. Under the bill, low-income essential workers will be eligible for up to $2,000 each. Now, the legislature wanted the Baker administration to administer the program, but not until after consulting with a special advisory panel that was created in the bill to weigh in on details of the program by the end of March. Before signing the bill, the governor expressed some concern about that, calling it red tape. He also vetoed some language creating this special commission and said the administration can just start issuing the funds as soon as possible. The union representing many essential workers, folks who work in grocery stores, are disappointed but not surprised by the veto. They were hoping to have a voice on how this money is going to be distributed.
Okay. So this is a lot of money. So how else is it being used?
Yeah, another $500 million will help replenish the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. That's the pot of money used for unemployment claims. Now, remember when the pandemic hit? Thousands of people were forced out of work and they started collecting unemployment. So that put a big strain on the fund. But critics like the Mass Fiscal Alliance contend that the $500 million is not nearly enough to prop up the unemployment fund. They warn businesses could still be forced to pay much higher fees for unemployment insurance to make up the difference.
Anything else in the final package?
Yeah, there's $624 million for housing, $400 million for mental and behavioral health programs. The impact of the pandemic made it difficult for a lot of people to pay their rent and mortgages, and it put a strain on a lot of people's mental health. So lawmakers argue this addresses two major byproducts of the pandemic. Another $260 million will be used to support hospitals, $300 million for Medicaid home services, and $200 million for local and regional public health systems.
But not all that money is directly tied to COVID, right?
Yeah, that's right. The House and Senate each added around 400 earmarks for pet projects across the state. Everything from infrastructure upgrades like local sports complex improvements to town gazebos. Combined, all the earmarks add up to nearly $300 million. Budget writers say most of the money will come from the state surplus, not the federal relief money. Still, all the spending is rolled into this one bill.
Okay, after all of that, there's still some federal money left over, right? So what's going to happen to that?
Yeah, there's still another $2.25 billion sitting in the state's treasury. Massachusetts has until 2024 to allocate those funds and until the end of 2026 to spend it. So we can expect future sparring over what to do with the remaining cash.
All right, we'll be following that. Thank you very much, WBUR's Steve Brown.
Thank you, Ruba.